Like the Queen with her birthdays, I have an official and an unofficial way of writing. The unofficial is a diary, swiftly written, usually away from home. I describe my days without thinking too hard about the words I'm using. The important thing is to get it down as vividly as possible before I forget. I use a pocket-sized artist's sketchbook with plain, soft, unlined paper and a fountain pen or gel pen with ink that flows as smoothly as thought itself. I sometimes add drawings. Although I keep the diary for pleasure, I often find it useful in dealing with frustrations and difficulties. Writing helps put them into perspective and control the pain, or at least live with it. There's no discipline involved. I do it without effort, spontaneously. There are whole months when nothing goes in, but I don't mind. The writing is raw and unpolished, often the better for it. I see the whole exercise as a salvage operation in the sea of oblivion. It brings forgotten experiences to life again, and this still seems a miracle to me. My official writing is for publication, whether fiction or history, and it's a more disciplined process. It depends on careful organisation of time, space and material. The hardest to organise is time. Distractions are endless, from family, friends, bureaucrats, banks, social and antisocial media. To write, I need to shut all that out for several hours. This can be hard. It takes years of practice. Even now I make exceptions for an emergency or one of those unexpected moments when you just have to stop everything because someone offers you a ticket to the test match or a flight in a tiger moth. On the whole, though, I've learned to be strict about it and let everyone know that it's do not disturb during the working day. Space can be tricky too. People think writers can work anywhere, but I can't. Noise is a killer. Mobile phones, pop music, machinery and drills. I need a quiet room. I like to have a table to work at, uncluttered by papers or objects, next to a window for daylight and a bit of a view. And then there's the material. About half my work is writing history, which involves months of research, on the internet, in libraries and archives, or interviewing people. This is always enjoyable, but it's so easy to get carried away, I limit the time I spend on it. I keep careful notes, recording the source of every single piece of information. Then I survey what I've got and think about how to turn this mad jumble of facts into a story. To achieve this, I make a plan, a sheet of A4 paper with maybe 10 bullet points, nothing more. Then I clear my mind of all the rubbish that builds up in it, forget everything but the job in hand, and, at last, put pen to paper.